morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Hopefully you had a wonderful weekend. I really don't think it's that big a deal, Rachel, that I'm wearing the same thing that I did yesterday.
But you wore it all day yesterday. I've got nothing against, you know, if I'm in my sweatpants at home, I need to look halfway presentable, that I go throw on a shirt, you know, hour or whatever. I'm going to the store and I come home and I throw it back in the closet.
Hold on a
second. After you Febreze it. You wore it all day long.
Okay, let me get this out. So Rachel and I are in an argument this morning, and maybe you can help us decide this, okay?
Because I knew that you did not just spontaneously wear a Colts jersey. Wore it all day yesterday. Be
producer
real with
Cal,
you, so I didn't have to see it or know that.
Will you turn off your microphone so I can make my point real quick? Thank you, Producer Cal. So, Rachel, I wore my Colts jersey that I had on yesterday. I have the exact same thing outfit on I did yesterday. I changed my underwear, at least, and I don't think it's that big a deal. I put on fresh deodorant. Here's the thing. I wore this for 9 hours yesterday, and then I laid it out nice and neat on my floor, and I got up this morning.
Your floor. It makes it even better that you laid it on your floor.
And I put it back on, and Sarah would probably be disappointed in me right now, but she was asleep this morning.
She would be disappointed. That's how you know that you are a dirty bird. It's like, why would you go through all the effort to take your outfit completely off and put the exact same one back on? You can just go in your closet and find something clean.
I'm not a dirty bird. I'm a happy bird because I'm rocking out my Pat McAfee Colts jersey. Colts won yesterday. I'm a proud Colts fan. Get off my case.
But you're a dirty Colts fan. needs to be Febreze.
What do you think about this dirty bird? 239-1009. Good morning, Melissa.
So you got pit grunge and just a little bit of, I mean, where else did you go? What other smells are on your shirt?
You don't wear it again the next day. At least give yourself like a 2-day bump period.
I didn't even see you. Hold on. I didn't even see you yesterday.
But the rest of the public did. Anybody else who was downtown drinking with you?
I say if you're super fly like you are, then I think you can pull it off, but just don't make a habit of it.
Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, my. See, he's not, don't even flatter him and tell him he's super fly. Here's the deal. Would you, Kyle, someday when you're a parent, would you dress your child in the same outfit to school 2 days in a row? No, you wouldn't. So don't do it as an adult.
Maybe if he looked super fly in the outfit like I did.
He'd be like, right, you should just get a sticker that says I'm super fly, so just shut up.
That's good for me, Melissa.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
I'm going to talk to her when I need some therapy and that personal support like I just got.
I just can't wait until Sarah calls you after being nasty.
239-1009, what do you think? And I don't think I'm the only guy that does this. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.